Smells like hopes and dreams. Oh, cheesy! Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Run Selfie Repeat podcast, where we talk about life with a side of running. My name is Kelly Roberts, and I'm here to pump you up. And cheese you out. Cheese you out? Weird you out? I don't know what I'm trying to say there. Anyways, let's do it. Wait. Nope. Actually, before we do that, clap it up for the sponsor of this episode, Squarespace. Making a website is hard and intimidating, especially if you don't really know how to do that, or if you suck at with electronic devices like I do. I know, I do too. There's no shame in our game. I was lucky, and my sister told me about Squarespace when I was getting started, and it was the website that I actually try to make people I actually know IRL in real life use and love, because Squarespace is so damn good. Wedding websites, e-commerce websites, blogs, personal portfolios, personal websites, restaurants, brick and mortar stores, podcasts, whatever website that you're looking to create, Squarespace is the place to do it. It's easy to use. Their templates are beautiful. And this is the best part. Their customer service is kind and accessible, and they actually help you, and they never make you feel stupid when you ask stupid questions. I know, I do it often. So go use your voice. Breathe life into your vision. Make a website you can actually be proud of. Use offer code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, to save 10% on your purchase of website and personal domain address. God, I love Squarespace. I love it so much. Awesome. Let's do this thing. Okay, so the past couple of days have been crazy because I launched my big initiative for 2018 called Make Impossible Possible. You heard about it. I did an episode on it. The vlog is back. Vlog stands for video blog. I only just realized that like a year ago. It blew my mind. Yeah, you're seeing photos maybe being shared on social media using the hashtag she can and she did. It's all very exciting and it's all happening. But here's something that I really want to talk about. I want to talk about the importance of speaking text to your truth and proclaiming your goal, not just to an empty internet, but to a badass lady gang who not only wants to see you succeed, but they're fighting to make their impossible possible right alongside you. Now, studies have shown that announcing your goal doesn't actually make you more likely to succeed. They found it does the opposite. And I've found personally that when you're embarking on making a goal that feels absolutely impossible possible, the last thing you want to do is tell people about it. Back when I was in college and I ripped the Band-Aid off and accepted my mom's help to embark on my huge weight loss journey, I didn't want anyone to know. And there was a lot of reasons. I was ashamed that I needed help. I hoped that no one had noticed my weight gain or even that I wanted to lose weight. I thought it made me seem weak and out of control. And that wasn't the case, but that's how I felt at the time. And most importantly, I didn't want anyone watching me. I didn't want the unsolicited advice or the are you sure you want to eat that? I was already really nervous and pretty confident that I would never be able to lose weight, especially that much weight. And the last thing I needed was people watching my inevitable failure. So I didn't tell anyone, and that's a decision that I don't regret. I'm really glad I didn't tell anyone at first. But I was also in a very different place back then than I am now. Today, I actually find it helpful to share my experience and my goals. I'm not shrouded in the shame that I once was. And I have since come to realize that failure isn't what I once thought it was. And that changes don't happen overnight or in a 6-month time frame. They require patience and persistence and years of hard work. And honestly, most importantly, shame. There's no shame anymore. Like I've spent a lot of time working to figure that out and push myself out of it. Back when I announced BQ or Bust, the video vlog series dedicated to documenting my journey to try to make my impossible possible and shave 25 minutes off my marathon time, I was really excited about sharing the train wreck. I didn't think I was going to stick with it. So it seemed like a really funny way to show what it would be like for someone who's terrified of just like applying herself and believing in herself to try to take athleticism seriously. And it was pretty funny. It's very funny. But, you know, plot twist, it was a hell of a lot more serious and transformative then it was a joke. And we're still at it, you know, and it's given birth to this podcast and all sorts of transformative stuff in my life. And granted, like, announcing it and having an audience came with pressure. I put a pressure on myself to make it happen. I lost sight of the fact that the only way I could fail was if I lost sight of the real goal, and that's believing in myself and doing my best effort every single day. And for a long time, I really struggled to ask for help, to let people in, and to lean on people, because I didn't speak the language of trust. I always had to do everything myself in my life, and that's just what I grew accustomed to, and that's all I knew. And when I was especially when I was afraid of being judged, I tried not to show people that I needed help. But Be Cure or Bust, it really, that was like the one thing I didn't see coming, was that it would help me deal with that, because it was a team effort. I needed my former coach Josh, who was a rock for me and is one of the reasons I got to where I am today. And I needed Dr. Bob and his insight and guidance in sports psychology. And I needed my friends and training partners, who at first I was totally convinced were judging me, and plot twist, they're my good friends and never once judged me. They wanted to see me kick ass more than I wanted to see me kick ass. And I needed my sister and her help, and just like all the people who gave me advice and insight when I asked for it, I needed them. And that's why this go around, Be Cure or Bust Take 3, I wanted to do this as a group. I'm very, very privileged to have the resources I have and be in the position I'm in. And that's why I share so much. My physical therapy clinic at Finish Line Physical Therapy is almost like your physical therapy. They're open to sharing everything, exercises, tips, and tricks, and your questions, as well as mine. And my coach is like your coach. And the only reason I have a new coach in Honer Camp is because Josh moved to Denver. And I thrive when I have a coach beside me in person. And Josh is amazing and will be a friend and an important person in my life forever. And Honer Camp has some huge shoes to fill. But as you've seen here on this podcast, Honer Camp is here to help. And same as Dr. Bob, and this element, the important element is the virtual support system that we're creating, the online badass lady gang. It's hard to make friends, you guys. Really, really hard, especially as an adult. And it's hard to find people you can open up to, yet alone people who can run the same pace as you and trust. And that's why the online support system is going to be so vital. Sometimes you just need someone who's counting on you to show up, to get out of bed in the morning, or remind you that yes, it's hard and tough, and it's not fair that it is maybe harder for you than it is for them, but you have to keep fighting and showing up. That's the importance of the badass lady gang. And I know that a lot of people don't have one, and it doesn't happen overnight. Like, you can't just like walk out into your local grocery store and say, hear ye, who here can help me? Who wants to be my friend? Yeah, I tried that once. Not going into a grocery store and saying that, but like when I changed schools in middle school, I started a new school in sixth grade, and I started really late, different story, but I literally sat down at a table and was like, hi, I'm Kelly Roberts. Will you be my friend? That's how I made my friends. And that didn't go well after a year, because middle school's a nightmare. That's not you. That's a siren outside my window, just FYI. But yeah, making friends is hard. It's really hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. But most importantly, don't feel defeated if you are feeling alone. Like, here in New York, it took me 2 years to make friends. I'm really shy. I'm an extrovert. I'm fine if I have to be, but I'm not very open, and I don't love being the center of attention, and I don't make friends super easily. My friendships take months and years to develop because, well, also, like, in addition to being shy, like, I don't have a ton of time to devote to making friends. Who does? It does take work, though. So here are my suggestions. If there's a November project in your city, go to it. Post in our badass lady gang online and the She Can and She Did online social groups on Facebook about where you live. And if you're looking to meet up with women in your area, ask your friends, try to get them to start walking or running, encourage each other to set goals, and then like really lean on each other, either in person or virtually, because we really are stronger together. That's not just a catchy phrase, you know, that we see everywhere and that we throw around. We really are. We need each other. Lean on each other. I know trust is hard, but it's important to work on. But back to the goal itself and proclaiming the goal. The reason I relaunched my blog as She Can and She Did was because I see success as having the courage to go for something, not in actually doing what it is you set out to do. Yes, that's a success as well. And it's awesome when we hit our goals, but sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes just finding the courage to go for something is a goal that takes months. It isn't easy. It isn't as easy as, you know, like goal, train, accomplish. There are setbacks and speed bumps along the way. There always are. So for me, She Can and She Did is just having the courage to say, I don't know if this is something I'm capable of, but I want to find out what happens when I give everything I have trying to make this thing happen. And here's my goal, right? Like the magic's in the journey. It's not all in the finish line. So when it comes to setting your impossible, do what feels right to you. If impossible feels like an attainable goal, you go, girl. If impossible feels like an utterly impossible thing that will never, ever in a bajillion years happen, why the hell not? Go for it. See what happens along the way. And if you don't want to announce that you want to go for your goal, also fine. Keep it to yourself. There's no right way, just your way. And as long as you're motivated and inspired in taking that first step and then that second step and just putting one foot in front of the other, it can change whenever you want it to, or it can't, whatever. It's you, yes? But go for it. Dream big. Dare to fail. Dare to succeed. Dare to kick ass and take names, yes? All right, let's end there before I get real fired up. Pew, pew, pew. If you're joining us and you haven't yet filled out the form and you want to set your impossible goal and go for it alongside our badass lady gang, I'll link to the form below. Just fill it out and submit a picture, or just fill out the form. Don't submit a picture. Do whatever you want. And then stay tuned. Yeah? Awesome. All right, before I go, one final thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode and for just being the light in my life. If you're looking to share your journey, your story, your business, your art, your work, or if you want a website that you can actually be proud of, but don't know how to make a website, use offer code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, go to Squarespace, save 10% on your purchase of website and domain, and take your leap of faith. And if you know someone who has a really shitty website, they're going to hate me for saying this, and you love what they do, but you're like, dude, your website sucks, tell them to go to Squarespace and use offer code Kelly. I do that all the time with my friends and they don't appreciate it. But like five of them have taken me up on their offer and their websites are amazing now. So that hurt and you're welcome. You guys, Squarespace is the best creating and hosting place in all the land. I say it because I've been using it forever and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And they do such great things and they empower a lot of artists, which I find awesome. All right. That's it. Go out, kick ass, take names. Today is the day. Today is always the day. All right. I'll catch you next time. I don't know what that was. All right. Bye.